This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, if you're just joining us, welcome. Glad you missed the beginning. We have a great broadcast. Robert Redfern and Dr. Sherry Rogers. We'll take calls if you want to call in a little later when she's going to come on. 866-582-9933. I'd probably wait. You know, it's going to be about an hour before she's even on, and then we'll wait a little bit before you take calls. But just so you write it down, just so you know it. The big push in media, just under the surface that I'm seeing, and I mentioned two articles, Bloomberg, another big article out of the week, about the dawn of American socialism. Socialism is the biggest danger to our founding principles. It is the concept that the state is more powerful than the individual. The state is basically your father, your dad, whatever. And in Finland, they're testing a program. They're giving minimum basic income, quote unquote, whatever that means, and just giving the people $16,000 a year, a family, and testing it. They're doing a test case to see how that works. They're just giving it. Where do they think that money's come from? Do you think it's just appearing out of thin air, or where do you think it is? No, of course, it's coming from the other people that are work, that are producing, the producers. So on the backs of the producers, altruism is funding the government and funding the rest of the people. This is evil. This is sin. This is the worst kind of sin possible in a nation where, you know, Thomas Jefferson said it. Why should I pay for things I don't agree with? Why should I, at the point of a gun, to force me to pay for somebody's life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, whatever, is not only depriving them of the opportunity to do the same, but it's depriving me of my own opportunity. It's killing both of them. It is destructive. It is evil. When William Bradford landed here, they tried socialism for a year. They almost starved to death. The Indians had to pull them out in the grace of God. That's a fact. You can go back and listen to that. And then the next year, they said, no, we're going to scrap it. Everybody gets their own land and produce whatever they can. And then it flourished. Boom. Exploded. That's a law. That's America. And in the 20s, the roaring 20s, was it Coolidge? Oh, see, I should have looked that up before I got on there. In the roaring 20s, the president, they were having a little bit of a depression after the war, a little downturn, and he fired about half the government, and the economy exploded. Yeah, go look it up. Exploded. And then they talk about, well, that, of course, that led to the depression. No, it didn't. Give me a break. Look at all the other factors, and FDR comes in and implements socialism, the Trading with the Enemies Act, where Americans were declared enemies. This is all fact. This is not conjecture. This is not theory. You can go look it up. That's why they took the gold away from people, because the Americans were enemies and not allowed to own gold. That was a big clue right there. Of course, they didn't have the internet back then, and people were very trusting. Well, we're not so trusting anymore. Why in the world would we give the government the power to take money from us to give to other people that they deem necessary? You don't think they'll use, one, if they were going to use it for purely charitable purposes and good purposes, that's one argument that we can have that argument. Two, do you believe that the government's going to do anything with not for non-political purposes and for votes and to manipulate and to gain power of themselves? See, now it's a self-feeding monster that we have. Of course, you know, we're pretty much obsessed here about the Bill of Rights, as everybody in America should. Everybody in America should be obsessed about the Bill of Rights. They were in 1776, let me tell you, or 1783, when they won the war, 1787, 1789, 1791, when it was finally ratified. They were obsessed about these things, the individuality. This is the idea that will save and return America to its glorious state. Yes, Rudy Martinez, you moron from Texas State University who says that white DNA is abomination and this nation was never great. Yes, it was, Rudy. You are an anathema and you should be run out of all polite society. You don't belong in America, and your ideas, you can take them and shove them where the sun doesn't shine. If that offends you, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand these ideas that they're being put out and put as reasonable and a reasonable discussions and shoved down our children's throats in schools cannot be allowed to grow? they will destroy this nation and destroy your individuality and your endowment from your Creator. You are the sovereign. This is not my opinion. This is not a religious idea. The Declaration of Independence declares it by law that the Creator, God, whatever word you want to use, endowed us with rights. And the first Supreme Court justice in this land declared every American a sovereign without subjects, king of their own castle, king of their own destiny. The Bill of Rights have nothing to do with the American people directly, doesn't restrict them in any way. The Constitution has nothing to do with the average American in any way. They created it, we the people, to restrain the government and limit them to do one thing and one thing only. Preserve our rights. Don't believe me? Go read our charter. What is the charter of our nation? The Declaration of Independence. I'm saying these things over and over and over again in different ways because they have been institutionally ripped from our hearts and minds and souls in America. And it, that taking away of that idea, is what is destroying our country. If that idea is allowed to flourish, and the individuality of man and the respect and the mutual respect is allowed to flourish, America will explode, and it'll be the city on the hill again. Anyway, the Bill of Rights. I took it off my, I wanted to find the Bill of Rights today. Where was it? Well, it was on my fridge, but I took it off now. So right now, I don't have a copy of the Bill of Rights on my refrigerator. It's sitting right here in my hot little hand. So I'm going to have to get it up or get a new copy. The Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, not general warrants, very important, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Why am I bringing this up? We've read it many times. Why am I doing it again? In the news, big story, Trump is behind the renewal of the FISA warrant court, or whatever you warrants, a generous name for that court, but the FISA court, the same court that spied on him and his, election team, the same court, wants to renew it, Senate is voted to renew it. Andrew Napolitano, a big article in Fox News, has come down on this extremely hard. The title of it, something to the extent of Congress is gutting the Fourth Amendment yet again. Let's go into some very important points. And we do have important news stories, and we will get to some of these. But this is, to me, infinitely more important that you connect the history and the truth with what we see in the news right now. These two stories, the dawn of American socialism, so they say, and the gutting of the Fourth Amendment, again, are the most important stories we have today. So, in colonial times, Britain, and Judge Napolitano, he goes over this in his article, which I thought was pretty amazing. In colonial times, the redcoats, at the whim of the British government, would issue what's called a general warrant, saying, we're going to investigate and search, Tom Jones's house. And that's a general warrant signed by the officer there, whatever. And then they search his house and find whatever they want, arrest him, hold him without a charge, no habeas corpus, no charge, just hold him. Does that sound like kind of like the Bundys to a degree? No. Well, a little different, but similar. We're just going to charge him, hold him, and then search his house. Oh, nothing could possibly go wrong there. There's no planting of evidence or, nothing. And so, one of the most important things that our founding fathers, this incensed our founding father. If Britain was just a little smarter, I mean, just a little bit, and a little bit more reserved than some of their over-the-top procedures like this, America would have just went along with everything. They wouldn't have, it wouldn't have pushed them over the top. But they were so, when America demanded some of these injustices be rectified, they went over the top. Their arrogance, their satanic control, their will to control, the idea that they ruled over America, that the king ruled over America, is what they just couldn't shake, and they refused to give up. And so Americans, that's why it's a miracle. It's glorious. It's beyond comprehension. You talk about miracles in the Bible. Well, a miracle happened 250 years ago on this continent in America. And they said, no, God does not have an exclusive contract with some man with a crown that lives in a castle in London, England. A man is endowed by God individually, and man can speak to God individually. You can talk all the atheist talk you want, and you can call Thomas Jefferson atheist. You can say whatever you want. George Whitefield infecting America with that idea is what stirred revolution. No question about it. Anybody worth their salt in any kind of historical perspective will understand that. And anybody who tells you different, that America was not immersed in that idea, knows nothing about the United States of America. That's the idea. That's what sent them to war. That's what put them against the crown. Because they had the right to be free and not be told what to do. Period. So when the FISA court says basically a general warrant for national security, well, isn't that what King George did? Well, we'll sign these general warrants for national security because we got to keep America safe and find the rebel rousers and find the troublemakers among the colonies. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. This is lawlessness. It is plain as the nose in your face. I just read you the Fourth Amendment, which the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution itself, Article 6, Section 2, says that the Constitution is supreme in all cases. Anything to the contrary, notwithstanding, any idea you had that this is not law? This is the law, ladies and gentlemen. They shove down our throat this idea, well, we got to follow the law. You know, the policemen are just following the law. They're just doing their duty. The government is just following law. Let's follow law. Give me a break. They couldn't spell law if you spotted them, the L and the A. The Bill of Rights is the law. This is the only, what I'm telling you, I am convinced to the nth degree, this is the only ethic, moral, idea that will bring our country back to freedom and back to the status that it once was. And what idea you hold in your heart, you know, like Victor Hugo said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. The whole universe resonates with the ideas of America. America is the universal idea of freedom that is shown throughout the world in recorded history. That's the miracle here. All the world wondered after this place because of this. We're seeing open our treasonous senators, our treasonous congressmen, Donald Trump seemingly going along with this. It is disgusting. They know nothing of the law. Now, I understand we're in a, you know, we've come so far and maybe we can't back up, you know, we can't jump off the cliff back. We got to bridge that. I understand that. But let's start going backwards. This is no step backwards. This is status quo. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. More news with you and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay. We are standing in for the Power Hour. Today is April 5th, 2018, and we're going to open us up. Father in heaven, let every word we say and every thought we have be from you and for your glory, in Jesus' name. Well, we are honored to be with you, myself, Michael Jay, Stephen Pigeon, and Mr. Paul Preston, and we're going to be discussing the new California, the political evolution, the rise in the people in California to create a new state, what is causing that, what is prompting that, where it will lead to, what the hope is, what the greatness is behind that, how it is a model for the rest of the nation, and how we are moving forward in an education, political, social mindset towards that end. So we're lucky to have Stephen Pigeon, who could comment on all sorts of perspectives, of course, the theoretical and the legal, and Paul Preston, who's one of the leaders in the architecture behind this. So we're going to jump into that, as well as some of the international issues that we see going on, from the Skripal poisoning, which seems to be falling apart like a wet tissue. Now we see that really the Russians most likely didn't have anything to do with this. They didn't engage in the poisoning. The United Kingdom is being exposed for having no evidence, and it's creating an interesting dilemma. So, Michael Jay, I'm going to hand it over to you, and let's jump right into it, and you can introduce opening remarks from Stephen Pigeon and Paul Preston. Michael Jay.
Thank you, Scott. I thought that other segment before our coming on was a perfect segue into what we're dealing with, because we are dealing with legalized lawlessness in America, and especially out here in California. Some people call this state the land of fruit and nuts, and there's reasons for that. But the reality is that we have insurrection and rebellion legalized out of Sacramento, and the people in rural California, in the largest segments of California, are actually being held hostage by the kind of voting structure, the monoparty system, our Jesuit-trained governor, and the the voting that comes from having most of the population in three different areas in California, in the San Francisco area, the Sacramento area, and the Southern California area. And we've watched this state becoming more and more like a third world country because they have flooded this state with lawless people from other nations, what are called illegal foreign nationals, and they've perverted our laws. They've made all sorts of crazy things legal concerning our Second Amendment rights, forced vaccinations, and they're teaching transgender insanity. And the real heart of California is not really being manifest from those areas, those power centers. The real heart of America is a rural kind of America, and an America that doesn't jump into the control of huge corporations like YouTube and coming out of Silicon Valley. We're finding that Americans in California are feeling and are legally being disenfranchised, and so this movement has risen up. And I want to address Paul Preston first. Welcome aboard the station, Paul. The reality is, how do you see this movement with respect to something that was paralleling it going on a long while, the State of Jefferson movement, which has fizzled? How do you see that this movement is offering new hope now to people in California?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's really a privilege and an honor to be here with everybody, especially the very, very important Michael Stephen Pigeon, who's been really essential to the program. But we started out as a movement, sort of a branch movement of the Jefferson movement, and this is about 4 or 5 years ago. It's really been a long time. And I was connected with the Jefferson movement, and I was doing a lot of promotional things for it, and felt that one of the great things that could possibly happen is an actual state could be developed. But then I realized that it's not just the state being developed, it's also a huge political tool to reshape the entire nation, if in fact we were able to pull off forming a new state. But it was soon realized, because of the direction of the Jefferson movement, by selecting to go to with a lawsuit, that there was not going to be a state that was going to be formed from the Jefferson movement. And again, my pleading with the Jefferson people was, you have to show that you can govern yourselves, and you have to look at a governance model, and you have to follow the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, and adhere to that to form.
Stay with us. We're on a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Scott Bennett, Michael J. on Power Hour, Stephen Pigeon, and Paul Preston. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett, Michael J. on the Power Hour, and we are continuing with Paul Preston. Paul, I wanted to read something before you continue, because I want to interject this into your thought process, as well as Stephen Pidgeon. I have been reading, thanks to your wisdom and guidance, the 1880 California Constitution. I've been reading this book. It's been published in 1880. It looks like something that came out of Moses's office. It's old, it's brown, it's antiquated. It is from 1880. It's one of those books right out of Back to the Future. And it's fascinating because there's a paragraph here. In Article 19 of the State of California Constitution, there's a paragraph, Section 1, it's titled Chinese. And I'm not going to read the Chinese thing because it's pretty funny. But there's a part here, Section 4. Of Article 19 of the California Constitution, Section 4, and it reads as follows. The presence of foreigners ineligible to become citizens of the United States is declared to be dangerous to the well-being of the state, and the legislature shall discourage their immigration by all the means within its power, period. Asiatic coolieism is a form of human slavery and is forever prohibited in this state, and all contracts for coolie labor shall be void. All companies or corporations, whether formed in this country or any foreign country, for the importation of such labor shall be subject to such penalties as the legislature may prescribe. The legislature shall delegate all necessary power to the incorporated cities and towns of this state for the removal of Chinese without the limits of such cities and towns or for their location within prescribed portions of those limits, and it shall also provide the necessary legislation to prohibit the introduction into this state of Chinese after the adoption of this constitution. This section shall be enforced by appropriate legislation. Now, granted, they had a different kind of culture and idea towards Chinese in those days. That's not what I want to focus on. The thing is, it says the presence of foreigners ineligible to become citizens of the United States is declared to be dangerous to the well-being of the state. And that was back in 1880, the California Constitution. And unless there's been a constitutional amendment to remove that, that's still the law of the land. Go ahead, Paul Preston.
Well, you know, I've read that portion of our history in the Constitution. It's been, of course, deleted and amended over the years, but so it no longer applies because it was. But it's an interesting statement, nonetheless, that it was made back then because they were so concerned about foreigners that were non-citizens and basically taking jobs just very much like they are today. But the coolieism business was really slavery, and it was something that, you know, hung on to our Constitution, but it was immediately, over years, it was gotten rid of. And, of course, we have a completely different view of what is you know, what the Chinese or any racial or ethnic group is all about today. But the Constitution speaks very, very, very straightforward, even today, about citizenship. And that brings up a very interesting topic because of all the illegal aliens and illegal foreign nationals that we have here. I'm looking right now at the current Constitution. It says this is found in the California Constitution, Article 2, Voting Initiative and Referendum and Recall. Section 1 of Article 2 says all political power is inherent in the people, and government is instituted for the protection, security, and benefit, and they have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require. Article 2, Section 2 says, a United States citizen 18 years of age and resident in this state may vote, period.
That says it all. End of story.
And then, well, the next part, that's 2.5, Section 2.5, a voter may cast a vote in an election in court of the state, shall have that vote counted. About a citizen, this Mary Brown's California citizen, it says a United States citizen. And therein, of course, is the evidence, I think, proof that they have going forward about all.
Paul, would you say that again, Paul? Blocked out the first part of your statement. Would you say that again?
This should leave absolutely no doubt that a United States citizen takes priority over everybody else, not only in voting, but just about everything else. And there should be no prioritization of what is going on right now. It's so self-evident with sanctuary state and city policies all throughout California and also the rest of the nation. There should be no doubt about it. Every one of the constitutions, all 50 constitutions, state this fact. It's real clear.
Perhaps we can go to Stephen Pidgeon for a little bit of a legal expertise from the surgery of language. Stephen Pidgeon, I'll hand that operation over to you. What is your sort of legal, philosophical, political understanding of what we're talking about?
Well, you know, one of the best statements that was ever made concerning citizenship actually comes out of the Dred Scott decision. Now, the Dred Scott decision had its horrible tenets, which, of course, to declare people three-fifths human, in the first part of the decision. But in the second half of the decision, you have the history of citizenship in the United States. And that doctrine that is set forth in that decision is still good law, in that your essential citizenship, first and foremost, belongs to the state in which you are resident and domiciled. That is your citizenship. And from that citizenship, you obtain an American citizenship. And so technically, under the true federalist concepts of this country, you should be traveling on a California passport or a Washington passport or a Kansas passport and not a passport of the United States of America. However, following the Civil War, you had this, you know, encroachment of federalism. It's really stated in the 14th Amendment, where it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. And so you have a lot of people who are very generous with that particular clause, saying, well, if I reside here, I'm a citizen. If I'm subject to the jurisdiction, if I could be arrested here, I'm a citizen. If I was born here, I'm a citizen. Now, there are people who say, no, that's not true, because the fact is that if you're born here or naturalized here, you have to be subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which means you can't flee to an embassy of another nation and claim sanctuary. That's what that means. And if you can flee to another nation's embassy and claim sanctuary, then you are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and you do not have automatic citizenship. So, again, you have this generous treatment. Now, you know, California was resistant to the immigration that was, you know, going on for years and years and years over the border there at in Southern California and Arizona, New Mexico, etc. But the old Justice Brennan and Thurgood Marshall decisions that came down in the 1960s said, look, we can breach our duty as the federal government to protect the borders, and we can force you, the state of California, to pay for our breach, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that was the law of the land with California complaining for 50 years. And finally, California has apparently just rolled over and said, okay, well, now we're going to claim the illegal immigrants or the undocumented aliens or however you want to phrase it. We're going to claim them as citizens of the future secessionary state of California. And I think that's where we are now, Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're at that point now. They've claimed these illegal aliens, and we're in a position, especially the way the laws are being violated, where that essentially, because they violated the Supremacy Clause so much, what we have here is a real clear pathway to secession by the state of California. They're setting it all up, and they're claiming that the citizens of California are the new citizens, and that citizens of the United States of America, the citizens that have become naturalized, that were born here, and so on. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what race or ethnic group you are. You can be Mexican. You can be Honduran. You can be Filipino. In fact, I have a guy who calls quite regularly who's Filipino and feels the discrimination. He's a naturalized citizen, served in the military, and he can feel the discrimination that's going on from various government entities and agencies and even businesses now. So the swing is on to displace and replace American citizens out of California and replace it with the so-called Jerry Brown new citizen. Steve?
So it's an act of open sedition and an act of disloyalty with the intent of creating a separate autonomous nation under the tutelage of Sacramento. Isn't that right?
Yeah. It's clearly that.
Now, Paul, I've heard you speak in other circles, too, that you've actually heard the rumor of genocide. Particularly a white genocide or an American genocide being proposed as well, that's being discussed in the inner circles. Is that right?
Been discussed, and that was the story is that a year ago in January, I was speaking before a Tea Party in Northern California, and halfway through the presentation, my presentation, a couple of fellows walk in, and they looked very, very shocked, and one of them was Mexican. Mexican owner of a business and longtime citizen of the United States, naturalized. And he was with another person, and he had been invited to. I guess we got the music coming up, so we're going to get to the Michael Jackson thing going.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. We're continuing. Stephen Pidgeon, you were talking about the legalities of this with Paul. Please continue. It's very enlightening.
Well, we really have an interesting situation happening here, Scott, that I think Paul is really elucidating here, which is that there is a really an open approach here. I mean, when you're talking about California seceding from the Union, that agenda is still on the table, and it is still in motion, and there are people taking active steps. You know, I'm alarmed, and I'm just going to let Paul speak to this, but right now President Trump is scrambling American troops. He's redeploying American troops and National Guard to the border with Mexico because of this expected, really, it's the same kind of population displacement that Europe saw.
That's right.
Two summers ago. Now it's coming into California. Paul, talk about that.
Well, you know, a couple of things. We were made very aware, and I, you know, professionally, I was in education in California schools, so I was very keenly aware of groups like Mencha and La Raza and some of these other really politically activated groups. And of course, if you look at the history, now I'm not making this up. This is their historical perspective. Their main goal is to, of course, take over the Southwest, take over the everything that was taken from the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And they, by any means necessary, to get rid of the Europeans out of their territory and so on. And I've endured many times conversations with La Raza and Mecha folks that were very activated as a school administrator with their hateful speech and about their killing Americans and things like that. This has just gone on for years. But I was really quite shocked about a year ago when I was giving a presentation at a tea party. And two gentlemen walked in about halfway through my presentation. They had heard that I would be speaking there, and they came to report something that was incredibly disturbing, and that one of the men had actually been at a meeting in late December of 2016. Daryl Steinberg chaired the meeting. He is the Sacramento governor. And in that meeting were five members of the Obama administration. Also, the Mexican consulate was there. Various members of gangs from all throughout California, including representatives from MS-13, La Familia Nuestra, which is a particular gang group of Norteños that are basically the boss groups of all the Hispanic gangs. And they were openly having a discussion about if they can't get, you know, a new country through the CalExit type of program, would you be willing, and what's the willingness of people to go ahead and become operational and start killing and having a revolution? That was the discussion. And I was stunned. This man came to us. There's about 80 people in the room. They all heard it. We were all just shocked. But I debriefed the guy for 4 hours. I watched the videotape, and I was just stunned to realize this is actually what their intent. I mean, it really, we've all known that this has all been one of the underlying things going on, but to see it so open. And now, as we've seen with this encroachment of the masses now, this caravan, 2018, Puebla Sin Frontera is the group, and they're out of San Diego, and they're one of these groups that's pushing and advocating on behalf of Mecha and La Raza and those folks. They are dead set, because this is not the first one of these caravans. And by the way, the frightening thing about this wasn't that it was 500 people. That's what they first said. The first report was it was just 500 people. Then it was 1,000. Then it was 1,500. Well, when you start looking at the videotapes and you start getting your people on the ground down there and you start talking to them, you realize it's thousands of people. And the first video I saw, it was at least 3,000 people. And then you start looking at the rest, you've got about 10,000 people. This looked exactly what we saw, what was going on in Europe. And, of course, that's the goal, to flood the border.
Let me jump in on something too, and this is, and Stephen will back me up on this. The National Guard is controlled by the state. It is the equivalent of the state military militia. However, and the National Guard takes the order from the governor of California, and the governors of the state control the National Guard. However, the federal reserve, the United States Army Reserve, is a federal army in reserve. And each state has a reserve component. I know this because I was in a reserve component in Washington. Therefore, President Trump can mobilize the Federal Reserve Army in California, on the border states, without any control by the governor. And President Trump, as commander-in-chief, can command the reserve army components to be border security in order to repel invasions. This is not a violation of posse comitatus. Posse comitatus is when the local law enforcement requires military assistance in exercising a domestic function of law, security, whatever it may be, a natural disaster, things like that. However, this is an invasion into the United States of America and needs to be framed and communicated that way. Therefore, the president is mobilizing the Federal Reserve forces to stand. He can also do the regular army. He can mobilize Northern Command and order the commander of the Northern Command to send troops and Air Force and any other military component to defend the border against invasions. But President Trump can mobilize the Federal Reserve component to do that. And I will end it by saying it would be the greatest parade, and he would win in a public relations, winning the hearts and minds. He would win the hearts and minds of every American who is reasonable and has a brain and loves his country, because every American is waiting, not for a parade down New York Avenue, but they're waiting for a parade of American military men to show themselves defending our border, because he'll be the only president who's done it in the history of the United States in a peculiar time like this. And no American will allow what happened to Europe happen in the United States. You want to see a civil war? You want to see militias? You want to see people break out with their own Winchesters and go down to the border? That will happen if you have an invasion of these thousands of people. Make no mistake. So President Trump has an opportunity to head that off. Stephen?
Well, Scott, the Insurrection Act of 1807, when coupled with the Posse Comitatus Act of 1956, does allow for the use of American troops on American soil to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. And so there is lawful authority for the federal government to move when you have a direct threat to the constitutional government. And, you know, one of the big breaches that I see in California, this is not giving any legal advice, just a perspective, is that the California government no longer it provides a Republican form of government to the citizens of California in breach of the U.S. Constitution. It's a huge issue. And now with the statements that you see on the table here today with Paul's testimony, the willingness of these rebels to use and initiate force against California citizens. I mean, let me ask you something, Paul. In the counties that the new California represents, isn't the majority expression of opinion the willingness to remain inside the United States as American citizens?
100%.
So you have a government that is totally anathema to the views of the people.
Steve Pigeon, you can pick up that point when we come back in a couple minutes. Scott Bennett, Michael Jay on Power Hour. And we are interviewing Paul Preston and Stephen Pigeon, the New California Movement and the Human Rights Nation.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.